Tuesday Quickie Edition, Mr. Irrelevant. I'm Alex Stroph with you from a side studio at the Gruber Law Offices. One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. Good to be with you on this Tuesday as the NFL Draft Combine starts picking up. Brian Gutekunst, the general manager of the Packers, meeting with the media out in Indianapolis today, talking about all sorts of things, both in his local session, which lasted about an hour. We haven't seen a ton of takeaways from that quite yet as I'm recording just before 1 o'clock on Tuesday afternoon. But we did get to see the public session, which was at the podium, talked about developing and some of the different philosophies that the Green Bay Packers hold on to when it comes to the draft and the draft process. So obviously we're about to get into the really fun part of the NFL offseason, just a couple of weeks away from the beginning of free agency and the legal tampering period. Not a ton of big name free agents for the Packers that will be likely headed out of Green Bay. Those names, of course, center Josh Myers, cornerback Eric Stokes, kicker Brandon McManus, amongst a few others. But nothing super huge on the free agency this year for Green Bay. But the big story out of Green Bay actually has nothing to do with the draft and the NFL Combine. Has to do with the tush push in the Philadelphia Eagles. So the Packers, the Green Bay Packers, have submitted the proposal to ban the tush push from the NFL. This, of course, comes after Mark Murphy writing in his monthly column, which I think I've told you before, but I'm going to tell you again right now. I love this column. The first Saturday of every month, which means this upcoming Saturday, Mark Murphy answers five questions from fans. They call it Murphy Takes Five. And the dude really doesn't parse words in it, which always makes me giggle, because this is the president and CEO of one of the most well-respected organizations in all of professional sports. And he wrote a long synopsis on the fact that he does not like the tush push. This comes back prior to the Super Bowl on February 1st. Murphy wrote in his column, quote, "I am not a fan of this play. There is no skill involved, and it is almost an automatic first down on plays of a yard or less. The series of plays with the Commanders jumping off sides in the NFC Championship game to try to stop the play was ridiculous. The referee even threatened to give the Eagles an automatic touchdowns if the Commanders did not stop it. I would like to see the league prohibit pushing or aiding the runner on this play." Went on to say a couple of other things, dating back to like Bart Starr and the Packers and the Ice Bowl and the traditional QB sneak. So it was really entertaining. But we ultimately don't know if Mark Murphy is the one who you know, was in charge of this proposal, or if this was somebody else within the organization that felt more passionate about it. Brian Gutekunst really gave a non-answer when he was asked about it. He said, yes, we were the team that submitted it, but went on to say he hadn't really thought of if he is against or for the tush push in the NFL. The situation with the tush push is this, in my mind. People don't like it because only one team can do it well. The Philadelphia Eagles are the only team that can do it well. The Buffalo Bills have tried it, and they've succeeded a few times, but they are not to the level of what Jalen Hurts and company in Philadelphia have been able to do with this the last couple of years. If multiple teams were succeeding with it, I don't think this is a conversation. Because, yes, it is incredibly hard to defend when it comes down to a one-yard play, but to me, this is just soft, right? Don't give the opposing offense a 3rd-and-1 or a 4th-and-2 where they have an opportunity to do the tush push. It's not like these create 50-yard plays on a fluke. It's a 1, 2, 3-yard gain every time. And yeah, is it a little irritating? Yes. And is it aiding the runner? Of course it is. But if you do a better job of stopping the offense you are playing against, you will see more success in this. So, look, I'm for Mark Murphy as he's on his farewell tour here ahead of the NFL draft in Green Bay in a couple of months. He's going to bring up issues that nobody else wants to, right? Mark Murphy is fine being the guy that brings the conversation to the table. He always has been. And I imagine this is something Ed Policy, when he takes over as the president and CEO later this year, will also be good at a league-wide level, because these guys have just always kind of been that way. That's been Murphy's role. He's kind of the I don't want to call him like an annoying idiot, because I think that's what Joshy put on Twitter. But he's kind of the pesky, persistent, let's have the uncomfortable conversation guy. And I like that about Mark Murphy. And I just love his column, right? Leading with, I am not a fan of this play. Not many presidents and CEOs in the National Football League weighing in on that one. But we will continue to break down some of the stuff going on in Indianapolis as the Packers and all 32 NFL teams begin to scout and really dive into some of these players that will be selected in Green Bay in April at the NFL draft. It's the beginning of what is a really fun offseason. You have this, you have free agency, and then you have the draft, among some pro days and other things that Brian Gutekunst will attend. But this is a really fun time of the year, and it all gets going this week in Indianapolis. We will react more to some of the comments Brian Gutekunst had to make on Wednesday's edition of Mr. Irrelevant, which you can find right here, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. And, of course, this special you're listening to right now isn't on YouTube, but you can watch Mr. Irrelevant every Monday, Wednesday, Friday on the ESPN Milwaukee and ESPN Madison YouTube channel. Long story short on this, I like that they're having the conversation. I don't think it's going to go far. It is it's an interesting one. Always is for Mark Murphy and the Green Bay Packers. We'll talk to you Wednesday on Mr. Irrelevant.